You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. With autumn settling across the UK, there's a great multi-sensory walk that could help you enjoy the wonders of nature. And joining me now to tell us a little bit more about this wonderful walk is Andy Shipley from Natural Inclusion. Andy, it's so nice to have you here.
Hi, Paulina. Thanks for having me.
So you have a really lovely event coming up. Would you mind telling us a little bit more? What is it?
Yeah, it's a sensory walk. It's taking place as part of the Chilterns Walking Festival. So it's in the Chiltern Hills, and it's a 5 kilometre walk, starting and finishing at a pub called The Pink and Lily, which is just outside Princes Risborough, where I live.
So you said the walk's 5 kilometres. Is it quite strenuous? Do you have to be a certain level of fitness to do it?
No, it's very easy going, really. The ground underfoot is quite even. There are a few tree roots in places, but not that many. The path is also quite level and wide in most places. There are a few little narrow pinch points where you have to walk single file. And a little bit of overhanging foliage, but generally the terrain is very easy going.
And the walk is also friendly for anyone who is visually impaired.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, being visually impaired myself, I kind of designed it with VI people in mind, and we'll be stopping off at various points really to immerse ourselves in some multi-sensory experience of the nature and the autumnal sounds, scents and sensations, listening to some bird song, spending time in the trees, as well as enjoying some poetry that relates to some of the aspects of this time of year. One of the reasons I've chosen the Pink and Lily pub is because it was a regular haunt of the war poet Rupert Brooke. So I thought it'd be great to start and finish there and have a bit of a poetic theme throughout the walk as well. So in addition to enjoying the sounds and scents of nature, we'll have some poetry that also speaks to those themes as well, and hopefully will enhance the experience even more.
So that all sounds really amazing, like this nice combination of poetry and nature and getting this really nice feel for autumn, because I feel like it really fits the theme. And if you are visually impaired, can you actually bring someone with you who is, if you wanted to maybe have a sighted guide with you, is that possible?
Yeah, that's right. So if you're visually impaired and you need a sighted guide, then yes, if you could bring someone with you, that would be great. And the other really good news on that is that you can both come for free. There is a fee for the walk, but if you're visually impaired and bring a sighted guide, you both get to do it for free.
Okay, Andy, so we're listening to this interview and we're thinking, oh my gosh, this sounds really great. I would love to do this. When is it happening and how do we sign up?
It's taking place on the morning of the 28th of October, which is a Friday. We start the walk at 10 o'clock, so we're inviting everybody to be there between 9:30 and 10 o'clock. There's a car park by the pub. We're also asking people, if possible, to lift share so that we're minimising the number of parking spaces that we're taking up for the pub. But the other thing is that toilets will be available on arrival for people if they need to use them before we go out on the walk. There's a link which hopefully, Paulina, you might be able to read out, which takes you to the Chiltern Walking Festival booking page, where you'll be able to book your place on the walk.
Yeah, of course, I can give the website address. So it's visitchilterns.co.uk. That's where you can find more information.
And by all means, email me at andy@natural-inclusion.org as well, and I can either send you the link or just answer any questions for you or help you with the booking if you need it.
Fantastic. Andy, it's been lovely speaking with you. I hope it goes really well on the nature walk, and we'll catch up again in the future.
Thanks, Paulina.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.